Nā koutou katoa I te whānau, e hakorongo mai ana ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika. Joining us this morning is Mayor John Carter. Morning, John. How are you?
Kia ora, and I'm fantastic, thank you. And thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. I'd love to do it more often.
Kia ora, tēnā koe, John. Now, e te whānau kia mohi a koutou, 180,000 Aucklanders are looking forward to Thursday's budget to clear government and opposition support for the region's big five infrastructure projects.
Sure.
The mayor of the Far North, Whangari Kaipara, said today, actually, no, we won't go there, we'll just go straight into it, John. 180,000 Aucklanders are looking forward to this Thursday. What is in store for our people of Te Tai Tokerau, John?
So what we're looking for is to make Whangarei or Marsden Point our major port for New Zealand. And we're working with Auckland. It's to help Auckland shift their congestion. It's also to help Tauranga, who are starting to get overbuilt. But we've got plenty of space at Marsden Point. So we want that to become our main port, along with the defence, to move the Navy to move up to Whangarei as well, and then also to have a place where we can repair ships and things for Australasia, and so the projects go on. And the whole purpose is to help us Northlanders with job opportunities, development, but also for transportation. And it just makes sense that we should become the centre of the commercial focus, quite honestly, and for a whole lot of economic reasons, but most importantly, for job opportunities and economic churn. So the three mayors have taken it upon ourselves to promote it with the government, within Parliament, and I've got to say we've had wonderful support, thanks very much, from iwi leaders and business leaders across the north.
John, what are the five major infrastructure projects about to take place, and would this provide a boost for our economy here in the Far North?
In the Far North, so as I say, it's developing the port of Whangarei, Marsden Point. It's also bringing the Navy up to Whangarei. Mm-hmm. It's also rail. It's also doing a port where we can bring, as I say, ships from Australasia to be repaired. And so on. It's those sorts of things. Mm. And as I say, the whole objective is to transportation, so that we bring Northland and the Far North closer to Whangarei and also closer to further south. And so all of us will benefit directly or indirectly. Right at the moment, one of the challenges we have, for example, with our moving our wood, is that a lot of it has to go to Tauranga. It would be much more cost effective if we could have it going through Whangarei. So it's that sort of smart thinking that we're trying to do to advantage us here in the Far North, but also give us job opportunities. We also thought having the naval base up here in the north, in Northland, may well be something that's more attractive to our young people in the mid and far north as well. So it's all those sorts of positive things, Janelle, that we're talking about. Mm. And we want to do as much as we can positively, man. I don't have to tell you, we've got wonderful people up here. They just need a chance.
Kia ora. Absolutely. What about the Far North drought situation? Are we slowly progressing out of the red zone there?
Well, we sort of are temporarily at the moment, in as much as we've now got grass growing and there's rain and that sort of stuff. But we just had a session on it this morning. We, not just us, across the whole of the north, and indeed other places like Hawke's Bay and Waikato, we're still in serious, serious drought. And the worry is now that a lot of farmers and others have used up their winter feed already. We can't get our stock to the freezing works because of the distancing that they have to do to keep workers safe. So there's a delay in getting our cull cows processed. A number of our farmers are having to shoot their autumn bobby calves and bury them on the farm, and it's having all sorts of negative impact. But just as importantly, if we don't get a good rain between now and October, next summer could see us in a really serious drought. And that's a major worry. We're working on what we can all do together to mitigate that as well. So there's lots of thought and hard work going into it, Janelle.
As we transition into level two, what can we expect in the next couple of weeks?
Well, you know the thing, I just got to say this. Obviously, people will feel that, you know, the restrictions are off and, you know, the businesses will start up and we can go to restaurants and in a fortnight's time we can go and have a beer with our mate in the pub. What I really hope, and I'm pleased all that's happening, I think it's fantastic that people are waiting for it too, but I really, really do urge everybody just to be sensible, common sense, stay safe, wash your hands, wear your masks, and just don't take risks. Because it's not just you you're putting at risk, it's also your auntie, your uncle, your family, your neighbours, your community. So, I mean, I'm hoping, and I think it will be, that we'll get things back going positively, our businesses will start churning. There'll be some that won't survive it, unfortunately, but there'll be others that'll regain themselves. But please, everybody, please, just be sensible. Just stay safe.
Mayor John Carter, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's lovely. I really, really appreciate you having me on your show. It's so wonderful. Thanks. Thank you for all you guys are doing. Thank our iwi leaders and our business leaders, our community. It makes me proud to be an Aucklander.
Thank you, John. All the best. Ngā mihi nui. Kia ora.
Bye-bye.
Aira e te whānau, koeira ko te reo kōrero o te mea John Carter. I whai wā te kōrero mai ki a tātou tēnei ata e pā ana ki era Big Five Infrastructure Projects e te whānau. The completion of a four-lane express from Whangarei to Auckland, including the planned four-lane highway to Port Marsden. Te mea tuarua, fast-tracking a double-track rail line from West Auckland to Whangarei, including planned spur to Port Marsden. The project mahi ngā tuatoru, a $240 million dry dock to enable ships from New Zealand and Australia to be serviced and repaired in Whangarei rather than have to make the long trip to Asia. Number 4, a new base for the Royal New Zealand Navy to replace that at Auckland's Devonport. Ka mutu, an expanded north port to take the cars and containers currently entering New Zealand, Aotearoa, through the posts in the Auckland CBD and for exports from Northland and elsewhere. Nō reira, e te whānau koeira e tahi o ngā hakamāramatanga e pā ana ki ngā 5 infrastructure projects e whai ake nei me ki. Ka pai, mihi nui kia koutou e te whānau, 24 miniti mai te iwa karaka, koeira ko te mea John Carter. Ko ahau tēnei ko Janelle Pōpata, takoutou kai kawe kōrero. Kia ora mai.